roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Beth Bangs about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5. Back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes, Jake Wimberly, along with you, George Broadstreet, over in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Sports Desk with all of the scores, and we're going to be checking in with him in just a minute. And don't want you guys to get too far from your radios or your screens. If we've got the video back up yet, I don't know, we're still working on that, but if not, you can still hear us right here at Funuddle.com and all over the state on the Mississippi Public Broadcasting Think Radio Network. So, as Russ said earlier, you just spin all the way down to the bottom of the dial and scoot back up until you find us. And it's not too hard to do. And anywhere in the state, pretty much, you can hear Friday Night Under the Lights. Jake Wimberly along with me. And I wanted to talk really quickly before we go over to the sports desk about Oak Grove. We had the opportunity to visit with the Giant of the Week this morning when we went. I drove down to Oak Grove early this morning and caught their 8:30 pep rally. Now, that's kind of an interesting thing in and of itself.
Yeah.
But the kids come in, the freshmen and the sophomores have their pep rally because there's so many students, they can't all fit in the gym at one time, so they split it up. But we did get to visit with them, and John Rice is just, he's just a super neat kid. Mm-hmm. And he looks like that star quarterback kind of guy, you know? He just has the look.
Yeah.
But he follows it up with being able to carry himself and carry the position. And when we gave him that honor, he was very quick on the floor to call his offensive line out and say, I could not do any of the things that I do on any given Friday night without these guys making the path, you know, opening those paths.
Sure.
So hats off to him for recognizing the entire offense, for that matter, and defense too. And I tell you what, defense showed up tonight for Oak Grove as well, and the offense was there for sure. 42-12 over Laurel. One of the stats that I wanted to point out in that, though, was that Oak Grove has now outscored their opponents. Are you ready for this? 129-22 in three games. They're 3-0. 129-22. That's strong defense and super powerful offense. So they're doing a fantastic job. So hats off to the coaching staff over there. I got to visit with Coach Causey this morning, too, and he's just a super nice guy. We're really looking forward to our Oak Grove and George County game that we'll be doing with the Peanut Game of the Week. That's coming up later on in the season. Hey, let's go over real quickly and check some of the scores over at the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk with George Broadstreet.
All right, Don, thanks very much. Probably one of the top games in the state tonight. Hosting Northwest Rankin, the Pearl Pirates won that game by the score of 17-7 in one of the most watched games of this weekend. It was Florence edging Terry 27-26. Hoover, Alabama hosted Meridian, and Hoover, one of the top teams in Alabama year in, year out, They beat Meridian tonight 42-7. It was Warren Central over Vicksburg 35-7. It was Tupelo beating Clarksdale 44-7. Oxford shut out Grenada 22-0. Brandon beat Clinton on the road 21-6. It was Madison Central prevailing over D'Iberville 27-21. East Central beat George County 45-12. Stone edged Biloxi 28-24. Hancock shut out Gaucher 24-0. Lewisburg over Clarksville, Tennessee 22-7. Itawamba AHS over Saltillo 41-14. Germantown beat South Haven 31-19. It was Philadelphia over Neshoba Central 38-14. Natchez shut out Port Gibson 26-0. Jefferson Davis County, which is the new school between Prentice and Massville, they beat Wayne County, one of the more impressive wins of the night. Jefferson Davis County 48, Wayne County 34. Hernando edged Lake Cormorant on a late field goal 30-28. Olive Branch shut out DeSoto Central 28-0. West Point beat Starkville 28-3. It was Canton shutting out Jim Hill 41-0. North Pike beat Franklin County 25-0. Hattiesburg over Moss Point 53-13. In some other scores, Calhoun City over Ripley 36-21. Yazoo County over Yazoo City 42-7. It was New Hope beating Houston 35-28. Leake Central edged West Lauderdale 27-26. Poplarville shut out Seminary 47-0. Perry Central over Pass Christian 21-7. Brookhaven over South Pike 52-29. Long Beach beat Bay 37-7. It was Ridgeland over Kosciuszko 33-21. Mendenhall 41, McGee 12. In some other scores, Horn Lake over Charleston 33-8. Jackson Prep beat Forest 14-13. Northeast Lauderdale 14 over Southeast Lauderdale 7. East Marion beat West Marion 18-14. Provine over Velma Jackson 14-12. Hazelhurst beat Crystal Springs 35-12. Louisville 42, Kemper County 12. It was Bruce over Coffeyville 20-6. Magnolia Heights shut out Strayhorn 6-0. East Webster 62, Smithville 27. Lake shut out Clarkdale 12-0. Taylorsville over Mize 21-6. St. Andrews over Pisgah 43-19. West Lincoln beat Puckett 27-24. It was Jackson Academy beating St. Joseph out of Madison 31-17. Collins beat Northeast Jones 26-3. Stringer beat Enterprise Clark 58-18. Lord Star 47, Salem 20. Sebastopol over McLaurin 20-6. It was Briarcrest Christian beating MRA 21-7. Presbyterian Christian over Adams County Christian 38-7. East Rankin beat Washington School 35-28. Simpson Academy edged Oak Forest beat Simpson Academy 34-28. A couple of more to throw in here. Porter's Chapel beat Hillcrest 37-6. Central Hines over St. Aloysius 30-7. Canton Academy shut out St. Joseph out of Greenville 35-0. And finally, one last score to give you in this segment, Tri-County over Benton Academy 41-0.
All right. That was a lot of scores.
A lot of scores, and I didn't give all of them, but I gave a good bit of them.
Well, there's one big score out there that was an offensive blaster, Pelahatchie and Richland.
Right.
66-45, Pelahatchie in that one. And that's putting the ball across the line a lot of times. And so that's a lot of fun football to watch.
Glad to see Richland putting some points on the board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Richland's, you know, they lost the ball game, but, I mean, Pelahatchie, that's a year in and year out, a nice football team, a team that's an annual competitor in their classification. But Richland putting some points on the board. And it's interesting, you know, we talk about the growth in the metro as far as Madison Central and Clinton and Brandon and Northwest Rankin and Pearl. But then you go down 49 and you got Florence that played for the South 4A State Championship last year.
Yeah.
You got Richland that's doing some things, and then, of course, you go on down to Mendenhall and McGee. Everything right around here, this metro, if you branch out, you know, 20, 49, 55, a lot of good football. You know, football just continues to grow Not only here, but across the state, but it's here.
Yeah, a lot better than it was even, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how, you know, competitive some schools have gotten that, you know, haven't been in years. But you're right. I mean, it's just extremely competitive across the board.
Yeah.
I tell you, if you stop and you look at some of these teams that maybe in recent years have not done well, but all of a sudden you see them emerging. And they're showing up undefeated here early in, it's obviously early in the season, but you're showing, you know, 3-0, 4-0. There's a couple of teams that are already, you know, that are at that 4-0. Florence is, I don't know that you can mention this as a 4-0 type team, but coming in and taking a 27-26 victory overtime against Terry. There's just some football teams out there that you got to pay attention to, and if you don't, they'll sneak up on you and take one away from you.
Well, I think what you're seeing, and maybe not in all cases, but in a lot of these cases, if you talk to people within these communities, you're seeing communities now, they've learned that you have to commit to the program, and that means in the booster clubs. Mm-hmm. That means in your, what I always call your feeder program, 7th grade, 8th grade kids, you have to commit it to a year-round thing, to lifting and nutrition, and it's 7-on-7. And I think that's what you're seeing in a lot of these areas, like Florence. Even Richland coming back, other teams like that, they are actually committing. Not that they weren't ever really committed, but they have just dialed up their commitment. Let's just say it like that. And that's why it's paying dividends now on the field.
And you have to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you show up and you're getting blanked every game, and you don't want that to happen either. Like, there's not a team out there that's just happy to be on the field and getting beat every week.
No, everybody wants to win.
Everybody wants to win. And, you know, we were talking about that with Don Hinton earlier. They're talking about some of the things that they have to watch with some of these students that are shifting into different districts and playing because the competition level is different or better or improved or whatever it happens to be. And so you just kind of have to watch these situations unfold. And the competition, like I was thinking about it when we were talking to Hinton, that competition is a fickle mistress.
It is.
It'll make you do things, and coaches get motivated. And I tell you what, these coaches are feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
They have to perform. They have to win.
Yeah, if they don't.
Or they're jobless.
That's right. I almost said life or death, but it's definitely the difference in where you live this year versus where you may live next year. It's a big deal. And football just continues to grow as far as the importance, and not necessarily for what's on the field, but you look at what programs are able to do for young people off the field when you talk about potential college scholarships. And that doesn't necessarily mean Division I. That could be Division II, NAIA. It could be junior college, just to have an outlet that wasn't maybe there in the past. And you're seeing now not only a lot of these teams are building up programs like Florence and other places, guys are actually going to play in college football from these places.
Absolutely.
Which is a big thing.
And they're ever mindful of the fact that just because there's a 5A or 6A competition taking place down the road just a little bit, there may be a scout watching them tonight in a 2A competition.
Yeah.
And so they are always going to be bringing it to the best of their ability. Hey, want to remind you really quickly, the Mississippi Sports Medicine Center, also the Orthopedic Center there, is open every Saturday morning. For the Saturday morning clinic. So if you have any types of aches or pains that take place on any given Friday night, you can always go on Saturday mornings. They open up early over there at Fortification Street so that they can see you and take care of you. So keep that in mind. If you need any help for a Saturday morning clinic, you can get it right there at the Mississippi Sports Medicine Clinic. And we'll check back in with George Broad Street in just a little bit and see if we've got any more scores for you. Annie Costable will be coming up with us in just a little bit. Actually, we've got Annie on hold, so when we take our break, we will come back and speak with Annie and see who is she covering tonight. Do we know?
Annie was, I believe, at the West Point Starkville game tonight.
Okay. All right. And Brandon Shields, we'll be talking with him about the D'Iberville and Madison Central game too. And then a little bit later on in the final segment, we have got the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner with head coach Ryan Ernest of Ridgeland High School. So we'll be looking forward to talking with him.
It's going to be a big night. We've got a long way to go.
Every
a short
Friday,
time to get there.
Every Friday night, it starts at about 4 o'clock with us with the End Zone Show and Jason Scarborough. And then we go until 12 o'clock and sometimes a little beyond as maybe a couple of more scores come trickling in. And so we'll have Russ coming back in with you for the last half of the show as well. And when we get back, we're going to be talking with Annie Costable and find out what she was watching in football on the football gridiron tonight. So you make sure that you stay right here with us. Friday Night Under the Lights continues in just a few minutes right here on your favorite MPB station or all across the state.
Out here, away from it all, Jack, you get to thinking, what makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, made giant, with double the fresh, never-frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes along with Jake Wimberly and Russ Robinson standing off in the wings, and he'll be back with you for the last half of the second hour to get you up to midnight. And we've also going to be checking in with George Broadstreet again to get some more scores, a final rundown of scores for you for tonight from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk. On the phone with us right now from the Clarion Ledger, Annie Constable. Good evening, Annie. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's everyone doing?
Hey, Annie. How are you?
It's a much better night tonight. We didn't have to worry about the driving rain. I don't know if there were any games possible to be played around last night. They either had to reschedule those or do something about them, but we certainly had great, great weather for football tonight.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful night. Although, up in West Point, it was so odd. Like, an hour before the game, it rained pretty hard for like 20 minutes, and then it was beautiful again.
Well, I think that's probably the remnants of Harvey. They come in bands like that, but I think we can finally wave a final goodbye to Harvey from our area, and that's good news all the way around.
Yeah, absolutely, and obviously just prayers go out to Texas and everyone that's dealing with the aftermath of Harvey and the devastation. I mean,
definitely.
We very much are not worried over here.
Tell us about your game tonight.
I was at the West Point Starkville game, and obviously just an intense game alone because of the rivalry. But then, obviously after that, you got to talk about both of these teams being two of the top teams in the state. And it definitely was an exciting matchup, but Starkville just struggled containing West Point's run game. And to be honest, it was just West Point's game the entire night.
They've got a great combination in the backfield there for West Point, and that's one of the things that we're going to have to watch throughout the season, because it looks to me like West Point has a very strong ground game, but then at the same time, they can lull you to sleep on the ground and then throw one right over the middle and pick up some big yards.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first off, you just got to talk about Marcus Murphy when you're talking about their run game, but right behind Marcus is you know, Chris Calvert, who's just as dominating, and together they just are an explosive unit, and it's cool to see them work with each other. They're very close friends. They've been doing this for a long time, so it's definitely exciting when you're watching them play together. And yeah, like you said, they get things going on the ground, and when you least expect it, can launch one. And I think they just definitely proved tonight they're you know, arguably the top team in the state. And you know, it's obviously because of guys like Marcus and Chris, but also just their all-around team is just a very well-oiled machine. Their defense is very dominating. They came up with huge stops throughout the night, quite a few sacks on the night, and it was an exciting team to watch, no doubt.
Annie, how tough are they going to make it on you when we talk about Super 10 next week? I mean, it's been a while in the state of Mississippi since a team not named a 6A program was the number one team in the state. Obviously, Pearl is the number one team in the state across the board, regardless of outlet that you look at. But West Point, I mean, you mentioned it, they're making it tough on a lot of people. I mean, this could be the best team in the state, regardless of classification.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to – I think when it comes to the top three teams in the state, which is, you know, I think a lot – everyone could agree, it's Pearl, Tupelo, and West Point. I think you could make a fair case for each of them, but I think the reason that it's going to be hard to argue against West Point being the top team, you know, in the state is just because of their ability to not only compete, not only dominate, I mean, just let's be honest, they just run through 5A, but their ability to also compete with the top teams in 6A, I mean, you know, Starkville is a great team, and they're going to have a great season in 6A. And West Point just proved tonight that they can hang, dude. They can hang.
Well, Andy, where are you going to be next week? I know you are putting out great work on the Clarion Ledger, clarionledger.com, with your weekly stories, emphasis on certain programs. What are y'all doing next week?
Next week, we will be featuring Tupelo for our game week series. So I'm going to head up to, the flood zone? Is that what they call it up there?
Yeah, I think that is right. I think that's exactly right.
We have a lot of those there.
Yeah, so I'm going to be up in the flood zone for our next episode of game week. And then going along with that, I will be at the Brandon Tupelo game, which is going to be an exciting matchup. Last year, Tupelo, you know, narrowly escaped Brandon. I think they won by 1 point, I want to say. So it's definitely going to be an exciting matchup because both teams are top teams in the state and top teams in 6A.
All right, Andy, we appreciate you. I hope you have a great evening and a great weekend. Enjoy your little extra time this weekend. Thanks for being with us on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
We got Brandon.
See you, Annie.
We got Brandon Shields sitting by on the line as well. And he was down covering the D'Iberville and Madison Central game. What's going on, Brandon? How are you tonight?
Good, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, Brandon.
Tell us about that matchup with D'Iberville.
Tonight was advantage of opportunities because Madison Central won, but they didn't have many opportunities to have the ball, put it like that. D'Iberville about triples them in plays. D'Iberville had 74 snaps tonight on offense. Madison Central had 34.
Wow.
So,
holy cow.
Yeah,
wait a minute, did you just say 34 snaps?
34 snaps?
34 snaps.
Wow.
34 snaps. They had 10 in the first half alone. So
that is insane. That really is.
Yeah.
That's productive, if nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, but Madison Central, they jumped out 14-0 over D'Iberville at halftime. Madison Central just ran the ground game like they've had all season. Cam White and J.D. Hull, the quarterback, J.D. Hull had 84 yards rushing on 10 carries. Cam White had 50 yards on 12 carries and a touchdown. Cam White also had the biggest play of the game. He had an interception return for a touchdown from 44 yards out. With just under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, D'Iberville was driving to tie the game. had the ball to tie the game, and quarterback rolled out to his right on a little out route in the flats, and Cam White just ran it. Read the QB, picked it off, ran it back for a touchdown, put him up 27-14 at the time. But D'Iberville, they're not the biggest team by no means, but they played hard. They played hard. They're on the wing tee with Coach Collins in the second year. Cleavius Foster had 90 yards rushing for the touchdown. They took advantage of some opportunities. They had a Madison Central had a snap going the quarterback's head, going in the end zone for a touchdown. D'Iberville guy fell on it, and then D'Iberville early in the fourth quarter intercepted the pass, ran it back to the 7-yard line, and two plays later they scored, tied the game 14. So then Madison Central came back on the next drive and scored on a Cedric Beal scored on a 6-yard run to go up 21-14, and then Cam White had the interception return for a touchdown to kind of seal it. And D'Iberville scored on the last play of the game on kind of a throw up, just a pass thrown up, and guy came down with it as time expired. So that's how it made 27-21. A pretty intense ball game.
It sounds like it. It sounds like the defense spent a lot of time on the field for Madison Central. How did they fare with that?
They couldn't get off the field on third down. I mean, and not only that, D'Iberville converted. You gotta look back on my stat sheet on I should have, but I didn't. They converted at least 6 fourth down. At least 6, like, fourth and twos, fourth and ones, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, they just couldn't get off the field on third or fourth down. D'Iberville runs the wing tee, and they satisfy with three or four-yard carries every down. So,
all right. Well, Grant, look, thanks so much. We got to get to a break. Appreciate the update, as always. Have a good weekend.
Me too. Thank you,
guys. All right. Thanks. Brandon Shields, we appreciate him spending some time with us tonight. Hey, we're going to come back in just a little bit, and we'll talk with Kerry Metzler about that Gulen-Picayune matchup, and Jacob Kemp from the Hattiesburg American on the Oak Grove and the Laurel game. Get a little bit more details from that, and then we'll visit with Coach Ryan Ernest from Ridgeland High School in the latter part of the show with the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coaches Corner. So we'll have him for you, and some scores coming up as well, as we'll check in with George Broadstreet again to see what we've got on rundown. And
Jacob Kemp is not going to be on tonight.
Okay, we're going to miss out on Jacob. Okay.
Jason Scarborough is going to go on and talk about the Pisgah game.
Jason Scarborough will visit with us for the which game is that?
The Pisgah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pisgah.
For the Pisgah game. Okay. Yeah. So we'll have him on there for that. And just real quickly. I have family that lives in Brookhaven area, so I have to say this. Old Brook over South Pike, I think that's pretty cool, 52-20. And that was a big game. They had a lot of fun with that one. A lot of big scores tonight.
Yeah, it is. A lot of big scores. Brookhaven, South Pike, that's where I started my small career in covering high school football almost 13 years ago, was down in that part of the world. So I've got a real love for South Mississippi when you talk about Macomb, Park Lane, Brookhaven, down in Wilkeson County. That's where it all started for me.
They play some football down there. Those pine trees make for good blocking dummies.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a blocking dummy, you just line up against a pine tree and go at it. If you don't have pine sap on your shoulder pads, there's something wrong.
You're not doing it right.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right. Hey, we want to remind you one more time, the Perfectly Powerful Peanut Game of the Week. We get started on the 15th of this month. I am so glad September is here because we get to start in on the peanut games, and we're excited about that with the Mississippi Peanut Growers Association. And, of course, we're going to be joined by Wendy's this year. We're excited about that and looking forward to spending some great time with schools all over the state. Our first matchup is going to be Noxubee and West Point. That's going to be an exciting game. We're looking forward to it. So we make sure that you're tuned in on the Funutl website at the FNUTL.com, and that'll be coming up on the 15th of September. You got anything before we go to break?
I think we're good. We'll have some more scores. Again, you want to stick around for Coach Ryan Ernest, head coach at Richland, doing some nice things there, turning that program around. And then, of course, as we mentioned, several other good guests as well. So we got a long way to get there.
Russ Robinson comes back to join you for the last half of Friday Night Under the Lights in the second hour. So you make sure that you stay right here. We'll be back in just a minute.